AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A longtime political advisor to former President Donald Trump has been indicted for contempt of Congress for refusing to talk with a House Select Committee investigating the attack on the Capitol.
The Justice Department says Steve Bannon faces two counts of contempt of Congress for refusing to appear for a deposition and failure to provide documents. The House panel investigating January's Capitol insurrection had summoned Bannon and demanded the documents. Former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has now defied a similar subpoena. The committee's chair says he'll recommend contempt charges next week. Trump has claimed executive privilege over what the panel's demanding, delaying the attempts to gather information. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A New York man has been arrested for a death threat against a Republican congressman who voted for the $1 trillion infrastructure bill. Nassau County Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder tells WABC-TV that Kenneth Gaspar made the death threat against Congressman Andrew Gabarino.
Congressman Gabarino was one of the, 12 or 13 that voted for the bill. He was not happy about that, so he called the office and voiced that displeasure in a threatening manner, which led to his arrest.
All 13 of the Republicans who voted for the bill have been attacked by fellow Republicans. Former Las Vegas Raiders coach John Gruden is suing the NFL.
Gruden claims a malicious and orchestrated campaign destroyed his career. Old emails were released that Gruden sent that include racist, misogynistic, and homophobic comments. Gruden spoke about it last month.
But I feel good about who I am and what I've done my entire life. And I apologize for the insensitive remarks.
The suit says the NFL pressured the Raiders to fire Gruden and intimated that further documents would become public if Gruden was not fired. An NFL spokesman denied the charges, saying they are entirely meritless. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Two former Oklahoma police officers could each get up to 10 years in prison after being convicted of murder for using their stun guns more than 50 times on an unarmed man who later died. A Carter County jury last week convicted former Wilson police officers Brandon Dingman and Joshua Taylor of second-degree murder after they stunned 28-year-old Jared Lakey more than 50 times on the 4th of July, 2019. A Los Angeles judge frees singer Britney Spears from the conservatorship that has controlled her life and money for nearly 14 years. Fans cheering outside the courthouse after getting the word of the ruling. Spears was a 26-year-old new mother at the height of her career when her father established the conservatorship, at first on a temporary basis in 2008, after a series of public mental health struggles. It ends just before her 40th birthday, with her sons in their mid-teens and her career on indefinite hold. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.